Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Biden is expected to issue more executive actions this week on a number of topics, including climate change. Last week, he rejoined the Paris Climate Accord. NPR's Nathan Rott has more.
We're not entirely sure what strategies Biden is actually going to use to try to cut greenhouse gas emissions. We know that he's likely to invest money in renewable energy sources. He may toughen efficiency standards for appliances, you know, your refrigerator. Fuel economy standards for the nation's cars will likely go up. But all of that stuff is going to take time.
NPR's Nathan Rott. A police officer near Seattle is under investigation after ramming his car through a large crowd Saturday and appearing to drive over somebody. Casey Martin from member station KUOW reports.
Tacoma police say an officer was responding to a large crowd downtown with people doing burnouts with their cars.
There was a backup of traffic that was honking and kind of getting riled up or out of their cars taking video.
Mark Mathura was coming from dinner when he smelled the burning rubber. He recorded video of when the police car arrived and then is quickly surrounded by the crowd. It backs up at first and then speeds through, knocking many people down and driving over at least one person.
People were kind of running and screaming in panic. Everyone was on their phones.
A police spokesperson says the officer feared for his safety and called for medical aid after leaving the scene. An independent investigation is now underway. For NPR News, I'm Casey Martin.
The Chicago Teachers Union said yesterday its members voted not to return to the classroom, despite an order to do so. The school district wants roughly 10,000 teachers to return today to prepare to resume in-person instruction for teachers from kindergarten through the eighth grade. Teachers say that it's not safe to go back. Mexico's president says he has COVID and is experiencing light symptoms. NPR's Carrie Khan reports the president has been long criticized for downplaying the virus.
In a tweet, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he had tested positive for COVID and is undergoing medical treatment. The 67-year-old leader wrote, "As always, I am optimistic we will all move forward." Mexico has seen record numbers of confirmed cases and deaths in recent weeks, with nearly 150,000 dead from COVID. President López Obrador is rarely seen wearing a mask and routinely tours the country flying on commercial airlines. He's criticized other world leaders for locking down economies, calling such strict enforcement the work of dictators. The president is isolating at home, and the interior minister will fill in for him at his morning press conferences, which often stretch on for hours. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Mexico City.
You're listening to NPR News. European Union foreign ministers are to meet in Brussels today to consider whether to impose sanctions against Russia for its treatment of opposition activist Alexei Navalny and his supporters. Navalny has been detained since he returned to Russia last Sunday from Germany, where he was being treated for nerve agent poisoning. Thousands of his supporters have been arrested during protests on his behalf. An Arkansas state legislator has filed a bill that would prohibit the use of public school funds to teach a curriculum based on the New York Times 1619 Project, which delves into the history and legacy of slavery. Susanna Sitek with member station KUAF has more.
The bill, which was filed by Republican Representative Mark Lowry of Maumelle, is titled the Saving American History Act of 2021. In it, he claims the 1619 Project is racially divisive and a revisionist account of history that threatens the integrity of the Union by denying the true principles on which it was founded. The 1619 Project, published by the New York Times, puts slavery and its consequences for Black Americans at the forefront of American history. Under the bill, schools that choose to teach the curriculum would have their funding reduced in an amount equal to the cost of teaching the project. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Sitek in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Sarah Sanders is expected to announce today she's running for governor of Arkansas. Sanders served as former President Trump's press secretary and was one of his closest aides. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.